91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome Los Lonely Boys to our studio. Your first appearance here on KXT.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Thank you for having me.
91.7, without the point.
Well, you're exactly right. It's all about brevity, you know? We want to keep things quick.
Yeah.
We don't have time for a point. We're just too fast here.
Yeah, there's no point in having a point, man.
Yeah, exactly. So Revelation is the new album just out today. We're really thrilled that this is your first stop today to talk
today,
about the new record.
This is our first stop, and I'm repeating everything you're saying.
So let's play a song.
We are.
You want to hear a song?
Yeah.
We're going to do a song.
Yeah, we're real excited, man, and thank y'all for inviting Los Lonely Boys out here.
Definitely.
To do some new songs here.
Thanks for all the support.
Pull them off.
Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it. All right. Real quick, what key are we in? I'm joking.
Key of life. Changed his whole world with someone's daddy's little girl. He blamed it on love. He blamed it on love. Her girlfriend said sometime that she lost her mind. She gave up her dreams all for the diamond. She blamed it on love. She blamed it on love. You know she blamed it on love. She blamed it on love. It can make you high or bring you down. Make you laugh and cry. It can turn.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Can y'all hear them clapping, audience? If you can't, it was real loud.
See, it's a great way to get into a Tuesday. Los Only Boys here on KXT. Blame It on Love. It's on the new album Revelation out today. And the record took, it got delayed a little bit. Henry, you fell off the stage last year, just about a year ago.
Fall off the stage. He like, you fell off.
Yeah, because when you do something, and you do it all the way. I mean, you did it with gusto, Henry. I mean,
it was horrible. It was really scary. A tragic accident, man.
Mom and Dad always said, if you're going to do it,
do it right the first time.
That's not even funny, man.
You don't have to do it again. He's right,
I don't see how y'all think this is funny.
It's not funny,
but somehow he made it a laughing matter, yeah, and I don't appreciate that. I'm joking.
No, I'm happy to be alive, man. I'm really lucky and you know, happy to be alive that I'm happy to be with my brothers still making music and doing what we love to do, because it was real scary there for a moment, man.
He couldn't walk. He couldn't move.
I couldn't move my hands, couldn't move my legs. You know, I was basically from the neck down paralyzed, you know, for a good amount of time. And it took me this amount of time to get to where I'm at today, you know. And I'm not 100%, but, you know.
But he fakes it
pretty
good.
You're not 100%, but you can laugh at it today.
Well, you know, man. You know, we're
all very happy to have him, and we all feel very blessed and very fortunate that we just have our brother. Besides the you know, fantastic musician that he is, just that his family can still enjoy him each day, as well as ourselves.
Because we are brothers, we're family first, and
that's right.
You know, we've been doing this music thing our whole lives. It started with our dad, and I mean, our dad's still around. He's still living, but I mean, we've always done this together, and we've never known anything else but brothers. And you know, anybody that doesn't know Los Lonely Boys, when we get off the road, we're best of friends. It doesn't matter if we're on the road or when we get off the road.
That's right.
We come off of a 3-month tour, and then the next day we're at home. We call each other up. We're like, "Hey, man, let's get online and kill," or you know, and
online and kill online. Means like Call of Duty is what he's talking about, like the Xbox and things like that. Yeah. In case anyone out there's like, "Did he just say kill?"
Well, Revelation is the new record. You want to do another song from the record?
Sure. Yeah. You guys want to hear another one? Would y'all like to hear another one?
What key are we in, Henry? Want to do the singer? Single? Single?
Yeah, this is the single, the new single. It's Don't Walk Away.
So suspicious lately, baby, what did I do?
What I do to you?
I see you going through my pockets, and you say you smell perfume.
Baby, that ain't cool.
I love you in every way, I try to show you every day. Where's this coming from? I can't tell you what to do. I got nothing left to prove. You never seem to believe a word I say. I'm not gonna tell you lies. Can't you see it in my eyes? I don't want you to turn and walk away. Calling all my friends, trying to find out where I've been.
When's it gonna end?
I stood on both sides of a lie, telling you I'm not that guy.
Baby, I ain't lying.
I love you in every way, show you every day. Where's this to do? I got nothing left to prove. You never seem to believe a word I say. I'm not gonna tell you lies. Can't you see it in my eyes? I don't want you to turn and walk away. Don't walk away. Should I give up on us, baby? Love don't work this way. Thought we could make it better. Now it's up to you. It's up to you. Hey, hey, I can't tell you what to do. I got nothing left to prove. You never seem to believe a word I say.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Los Only Boys on KXT.
It's the third time we've done this.
It is the third time, actually.
And how many times have you done it acoustic?
It's the third time.
Third time acoustic. Yeah. Okay, wow.
The other two times were yesterday.
That's three for 500, please.
There we go. Well, tell me about some of the guests on this album. Randy Foster's on the new record. You did a song with him. And,
actually, quite a few.
They're not actually guests starring on the record. They actually, we collaborated with them on writing. Rodney's a cool cat, man. We got a chance to go out to Nashville and work with him.
He's a really cool guy.
And he's from Texas too, man. Yeah. So we matched well together, you know. And his taste and flavor of music, you know, is really close to ours. So we worked really well together. And
we were able to come up with a few different tunes. We came up with, Henry was "Blame It on Love" was the one we first did there, and "Heart Talking."
Yeah, I wasn't going to write Blame It on Love with him, man. I showed him a piece of it, and he insisted. He's like, dude, you got to let me help. You got to let me help you finish that one. That one's bad.
The Greatest Ever is another one that that Ringo sings, dedicated to his wife and his children, which is another very special tune that was written with Radney. And we also wrote, I went out to L.A. and wrote with a bunch of different cats. There's Matthew Girard. There's George Pajon Jr., David Quiñones. There's... Raul Pacheco,
Motley,
and a bunch of different people. And we were able to come up with the album that you hear today. There's still definitely, there's definitely tracks just written by us on the record. But it's really awesome to be able to collaborate with other great minds.
And not just the writers, man, but the producers as well. Like he mentioned Matthew Girard and Don Gaiman.
Don Gaiman.
Man. And who, I don't know if you know who Don Gaiman is, but he's a very successful man in this business. And he's produced so many great bands over the years, and I think he did
Mellencamp.
He did Mellencamp.
A lot of
names that I'm sure you've heard before.
It was cool to work with him, man. They were just great, great, beautiful spirits, man, him and Matthew. And it was just a fun time making this record, you know, as well as hard because of the fall, because it took some time off of there. And
well, there's always hardships, you know, but something like that was really... You know, it's real adversity staring you dead in the face. And but there's also the things in the studio, man. Nothing's perfect until it's on the disc, and it still isn't perfect. You know, we're the kind of cats that listen back and go like,
man,
well, I could have
done
this or would have done that. But really, quite honestly, when I listen to this record, I'm not saying that very much this time. It's kind of crazy. So very happy.
And if it's not perfect on the record, you get a chance to, make it different when you play it live.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You guys always do that.
Man, I never thought of that, man.
Yeah. And we're very thankful for you guys taking the time to play the new record, man.
Yeah, we really are. Man.
You know, without you guys, people only hear it when they come see us live, you know. So thank you guys for that. Thank you.
And played a lot.
We're proud to play it, yeah. Well, do you have time for one more song?
No, man, we got to... No, I'm just kidding. Sure, man. Sure. I'm sorry, man. It's early. It's early for me. No, I'm just kidding.
Hard Talking? This is another one that was written with Radney Foster as well, so check it out. It's called My Heart Talking.
I feel so strange when I'm with you. My knees get weak and I can't move. Chill goes right through my spine. Sometimes I think it's my mind, but it's not my mind, baby. It's just my heart talking. It's just my heart talking. Hear the mockingbird singing. Head. It's just my corazón saying, my love will always be there. And I know this sounds crazy, but it's just my heart talking. It's just my heart talking. My heart talking to you, and I don't know what to say when I'm putting all my love out on the line.
my heart talking to you when I don't know what to say. But I'm putting all my love out on the line. It's just my heart talking to you, telling you I want you to be mine. Yeah, I want you to be mine.
Thank you so much. All right. Thanks again, Los Lonely Boys. Thank you so much for stopping by. It's great to have you back. It's great to have a new record, Revelation. And, you know, good luck with the tour. It starts in a few days. So,
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us here with you today here. And you know, it does us great honor and great pleasure to share it with the audience here live in the studio.
And 91.7.
Without the point.
God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thanks KXT. Again.